This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Last hour and a half, and I had a feeling. I said, let me go to Infowars.com. Let me see what's on there. And man, it blew me away. Absolutely blew me away what was up there. But it's just Infowars. Who looks at that? Who cares about that? You know what I mean? I mean, if Infowars isn't concerned about Infowars, why should it even exist? Why should it even be on this planet? So I'll read off my phone. That's the only way we can get it to you. Doc, over headshot, please. Good old overhead shot, please. And I will show the TV viewers these articles. So, Switzerland quarantines all active duty soldiers. Wow, that's a big story, isn't it? Wow, look at this one. Man, that's pretty newsworthy. You will pay the price, Chuck Schumer threatens Supreme Court justices. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Wow, that's a big story right there. Pretty important. Another illegal alien accused of rape, protected in sanctuary policies. Bernie cozies up to Obama in a new ad following Super Tuesday loss. Sikh ogre melts down after Bernie loses Super Tuesday. Pretty big stuff, man. Pretty important. Mike Adams is going to take over here in just a few minutes. He's got a lot of news to cover on the economy and the coronavirus. And the rest of what's happening, you know, I tried to have a good time earlier here on air. I tried to cover these topics as best I could. But the truth is, humanity's ready to die. And humanity's going to die. Billions. You know, if I look into the future, I see almost everybody dead soon. Because there's not a consciousness. And there's not a consciousness, there's nothing but drift. And I don't say this from some elitist perspective. I, last night, went to the grocery store because my children wanted some ice cream. Man, I walked through, the people were mean, they were cutting each other off, they were pissed to even be alive, and they were just in hell. And I looked at that and I said, this isn't what people used to look like. This isn't how people used to act. But you see, they've been put into a trance. They've been put into a deep trance. And so as mad as you get at them, you got to remember they're in a trance. So imagine screaming and yelling at somebody who's asleep in a bed like, why don't you see this? Why don't you know about this? Because they're asleep and they're not going to see anything. And so it just becomes down to a point of, well, do we even try to keep waking people up, or do we, those of us that are awake and involved and engaged, do we take action? Because there's a true spiritual death taking place. Loveless did it with the TV. They admit they've got the average person has the attention span of a goldfish. And the globalists celebrate that every minute and every second because they don't have the attention span of a goldfish. They have a huge program to take us down their following. I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, if you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Austin, Texas.
It's InfoWars.
It's Alex Jones.
Burning down like everybody else. Going to hell. Well, the video that nobody gives a damn about is on InfoWars.com. You will pay the price. Well, he said Trump would pay six ways to Sunday for challenging them. And now he's issued a new incredible video. It's on InfoWars.com right now. He will pay the price. Chuck Schumer threatened Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer threatened conservative Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on Wednesday over abortion. Speaking at a Portland Planned Parenthood rally, a eugenics rally, outside of the court in D.C., Schumer launched a veiled threat at the two justices over how they may vote in an upcoming abortion-related case. I want to tell you, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Gorsuch, you have unleashed the whirlwind. You will pay the price. Schumer wants that baby blood. Schumer yelled to a cheering audience. We got that video for you coming up. In fact, here it is.
And they're taking away fundamental rights. I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
He finally gets his blood up for baby blood. Baby blood! Baby blood!
Go forward with
you. Give me that baby blood! Wow. That's just some of the news at InfoWars.com. Lockheed Martin stops F-35 manufacturing in Japan, Italy, due to coronavirus. What's a worthless aircraft? Go ahead. Another illegal alien accused of rape protected by sanctuary policies in New York. New theory finally sheds light on dark matter. InfoWars.com. It's all there. Trump unloads on spoiler Elizabeth Warren. French foreign minister slams Turkey over migration invasion. It's all happening now. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com is about to take over. I didn't even plug last hour. I'm just going to tell you this. More important than storable food, we've got the only storable food company that has storable food that will actually ship it to you. It's high quality. InfoWarsStore.com, ready to go. The food's there. They've got a package to ship it out to you. We have the supplements that boost the immunity. We have the DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10. We have the X2, the X3 high quality iodine. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. And we have Turbo Force, that's amazing, natural, clean, 10-hour energy. That's back in stock, all 40% off. And your purchase of those products makes the broadcast possible. You can also always call toll-free and ask any questions or order via the phone at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. But I was selling supplements to boost your immunity before the crisis. I was selling storable food before the crisis. I was selling filtered water because of the crap in the system. You buy the products because they're high quality and it funds the operation. And it keeps us on air despite Soros and Bloomberg and all their attacks. It's a beautiful thing. But I get these calls. I took a bunch of calls yesterday. Like, I thought you were full of hype and I got your X2 and it changed my life. Or I got DNA 4, it changed my life. What do you think we're selling? It's the best stuff out there without the fillers. It's game-changing that God gave us through the biosphere. So take advantage of InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Mike Adams is taking over right now for the balance of the hour, then Owen Schroyer and the War Room straight ahead. Whatever you do, don't tell people about the local AM and FM stations. Don't spread the links because we want to lose. If you do, we win. Not being sarcastic. Spread the links to live shows and all that's happening because this is a human fight against a globalist. And we are together the resistance. Mike Adams takes over.
Well, welcome to the whole new world of the pandemic to all watching. L.A. County has just declared an emergency earlier this morning, and there are outbreaks not only in Northern California, but now Oregon's head of their state health department last night said he believes there may be up to 500 infections across Oregon right now, but they still can't get the tests done because the testing kit aren't available at the local level. Now, I do understand they're being produced nationally. I know there's a big push for that in the FDA and the CDC and at the White House, and those kits should be readily available soon, but they're not yet in the hands of the doctors, the frontline doctors in the hospitals in New York and Seattle and Los Angeles. But you are going to experience the most interesting year of your life as this unfolds. And today, here on the show, I've got a lot for you. I'm going to be covering lists of sanitizers that you can use that may be very useful for killing viruses on surfaces. So if you want to know what to stock up on or even how to make your own hand sanitizer, I'll be covering that for you here. There's new science on nutraceuticals that hold very good promise for possibly halting coronavirus replication in your body. That's been covered in a journal, What Progress in Cardiovascular Disease. And we'll go through the list there, a lot of different minerals and herbs and nutraceuticals that are widely available. Some of them may be available at the InfoWars store. I haven't checked yet, but we're going to cover that list and give you a link to that as well. We've got the answers to how to solve this, how Trump could take a leadership position here and solve this and be the hero that conquered the pandemic. I do have suggestions for President Trump on how he can accomplish that, but it does require him looking beyond just vaccines and the pharmaceutical industry. Right now, a lot of people are just waiting for Big Pharma to rescue them when there's a whole world of natural antivirals and other even strategies that we can use as a society to isolate this. In fact, Stuart Rhodes mentioned that in the last hour, that domestic flights right now should probably be canceled. And he's correct about that. In fact, I believe that airplanes are currently spreading this all across the country right now, and it's only because of the lack of diagnostic test kits that we don't yet know the full extent of that spread that's taking place. But with this doubling about every week, it's an exponential explosion. We're seeing clusters of outbreaks now. In another 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to be full-blown outbreaks. Hundreds, if not thousands, of cases will be confirmed across the United States if the testing kits are made available. And from there, if you follow the math, eventually it'll be 100,000 people infected, maybe millions. And now, today, even Fox News is reporting that the calculated mortality rate from this is 3%, or actually above 3%. Now, keep in mind that the regular flu mortality rate is below 0.1%. It's actually typically estimated at 0.07%. So, in other words, the coronavirus is at least 30 times more deadly than the regular flu. So when people tell you that this is just another flu, they haven't really done the math. They don't understand the numbers, I suppose, or maybe they just haven't read up on it. It's not the flu. And you have celebrity doctors out there like Dr. Drew still telling people that it's just the flu and everybody should stop being concerned. Well, you know, I'm sorry, but that's just misinformed. This is spreading exponentially. It has at least a 30 times higher mortality rate. And even people who survive the infections tend to have permanent lung damage, permanent heart damage, and in some cases, the disease comes roaring back in their own bodies. So you have secondary infections, what I call like zombie virus type of processes that are taking place in the body. And because this is a novel virus that the human species has never experienced before, we have virtually no tools from mainstream medicine to fight it. And this is, if I could be critical of President Trump's handling of this, or more appropriately, Mike Pence's handling, I don't have a lot of faith in Mike Pence to handle this at all. But the criticism of what Trump is doing is that he hasn't yet put the right people in place around him to advise him on the right things to do. He's just surrounded by NIH people like Dr. Fauci. He's surrounded by big pharma people and vaccine industry people. And then people like Mike Pence, who is, you know, he's an ethical, moral American. He's a great guy, but he's not a doctor. He's not a virologist, not an epidemiologist. So you got to have good people around you if you're going to make good decisions about how to stop this. So here on the show today, I'm going to be focused on that. I know how to stop this. I'm not the only one. I mean, it's widely known how to stop this. We're going to cover that information and then give you specific advice on how to make your own hand sanitizer, how to make your own surface sanitizers, possible herbs, antivirals, and minerals that might help you resist this infection if you encounter it, and much more. All that straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door.
Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
So we now know, in summary, we now know that the coronavirus mortality rate is at least 30 times higher than influenza. So people talking about this as just another flu or saying that influenza kills more people, that's not true on a percentage basis. And the only reason more people haven't died yet from coronavirus is because it has only just begun to spread in North America. In fact, right now, far fewer than 1% of the U.S. population, or even fewer than 1% of the world population, has been infected with this coronavirus so far. Well, that is if you believe the official numbers. But even if the numbers, the real numbers, were doubled or tripled or quadrupled, still wouldn't be very much of the world population. In other words, this has only just begun. It's like the tip of the tip of the iceberg. So everything that you're seeing right now in America with the fatalities now, 10 people dead from coronavirus in America, announced this morning. The outbreaks in Seattle, which we called a month ago here on the show, by the way, our sources told us that the CDC and Homeland Security were already aware of outbreaks happening in Seattle, even though they withheld that information from the public. But you heard it here first on Infowars.com because our sources knew exactly what was going on. And what our sources are telling us right now is that FEMA is preparing and the DOD is preparing for a scenario that would involve millions of deaths in the United States and over 100 million people infected. Now, you might say, arguably, maybe that's the worst-case scenario. Okay, so let's take a more conservative scenario. What if only a quarter of the population gets infected? In that case, you still have over 1.5 million deaths at a 2% death rate, or over roughly about 2 million deaths at a 3% death rate. So even if only one out of four people get infected, you're looking at millions of deaths. Now, there are only three ways that this stops. So I've heard other people predicting this will be over in 6 weeks, or this will burn out in the summer, or it's already over. Some people say it's already burned through the population and we just didn't notice it. And then other people are saying there is no virus. So I guess you have all kinds of interesting theories. I think that's all nonsense. I think this is very real, and it can only be stopped in three ways. And those ways are as follows. Number one, you can isolate people. So quarantines, canceling public meetings, stopping all domestic air travel, quarantines of cities, roadblocks, all these things actually do work to isolate infections. That's why Italy's been running roadblocks, and that's why China welded people shut in their apartments. And I'm not saying that we should do that here. Just from an epidemiological point of view, I'm pointing out the three ways that you stop this. It's up to us as a society to decide which of these ways we wish to invoke. Some of them are quite draconian. Some of them violate human rights, as we've seen in China. I mean, in China, one of the methods they used was just to execute people who were infected. Now, does that work to stop the spread? Yeah, sure it does. But does it violate human rights? Of course. I mean, they put live people in the body bags and toss them into the cremation ovens, according to some reports. That's obviously heinous and incredibly evil. But it's very indicative of how communism functions. In any case, method one is isolation. However you want to play that out, isolation does work. If you stop people from getting together and sharing the virus through aerosolized particles or touching each other or what have you, you know, let's not have Mike Bloomberg setting up the food buffet in the coronavirus pandemic. I'll tell you what, Mr. Finger-licking good, you know, food buffet pig. I got to say, I have wild hogs in Texas, and I watch them sometimes at night when I'm walking my dogs, and the hogs are more polite eaters than Mike Bloomberg was in that video. I'm telling you, the hogs are nice compared to little Mike Bloomberg there. In any case, the second way to stop this, so first way was isolation. Second way is antivirals. So if you can stop the virus from replicating in the human body, and if you can get those antivirals out on a widespread basis, and this is something that Dr. Jack told us during an interview on the show last week, James Lyons Weiler is his name. He said if you can get antivirals out to the population, then you will really suppress the replication and spread of the virus. Those antivirals can be nutraceuticals, which I'll cover in the next segment, a complete list. Well, it's a growing list, but it's a good list already of things that may be strong candidates for stopping viral replication in your body. But also antiviral pharmaceuticals are candidates for this as well. And there are already antiretroviral drugs that are being used for things like HIV infections and some for Ebola in the past as well. So there may be candidates from the world of big pharma that could be used, but it might be a very long time before those are known. Whereas the nutraceuticals, the herbs, and the minerals are very well known right now to deal with other types of viruses that are in the same family, actually. So that's something that should be considered. In my opinion, President Trump should have a national press conference, and he should tell everybody, take vitamin D, eat turmeric, you know, eat licorice root, just get healthier, eat these herbs and minerals and superfoods, and he can give a list. And that would really help big time. That would stop a lot of people from spreading the infection right now. So that's the second way. The third way that this stops is if it burns through the population, sweeps through all the people, everybody gets infected, and then you end up with two groups on the other side. People who are one, immune, or two, dead. So that's it. You let it sweep through the population. I'm not saying that you should do this. I'm just saying, theoretically, this is one way to end it. And China may be doing this. Is just let it burn through the population. You know, you're going to lose 10% of the population, perhaps. The other 90%, most of those will have good immunity. Some will have permanent lung damage. But if you're China and you want to run your factories and keep your economy going, they can probably just justify that to say, oh, we're going to lose 1 out of 10 people. That's it. Well, if you do that in America, then that's over 30 million deaths, if 10% die. So hopefully that's not one of the approaches that will be attempted here in this country. But again, there are only three ways this ends. It ends by isolation, it ends by antivirals, or it ends by burning through the population, killing people, or building immunity in the survivors. And that's it. There are no other scenarios where this ends. Notably, it doesn't end by magic. It doesn't end because we want to protect the stock market. It doesn't end because we wish for it to end. It doesn't end just because summer arrives. I know there's this theory floating around that this will go away in the summer. There's no scientific basis for that whatsoever. That's true with influenza, but there's no evidence that that's true with coronavirus, which is a totally different family of viruses. And besides, it's spreading in indoor environments. It's spreading in nursing homes. It's spreading on cruise ships. It's spreading in airplanes and airports and police stations and government offices and Amazon offices. There's an Amazon employee who tested positive, and, you know, Google offices and so on. Those are not outdoor environments. You know, Amazon employees are not working out in the fields. They're working in indoor, air-conditioned environments. And because of that, the weather outside is basically irrelevant to this. The only thing that might be a factor is that in the summer, more people get more vitamin D. And since vitamin D is very effective at protecting respiratory function, then it's possible that vitamin D acquisition during the summer might cause a suppression of the number of cases that are spreading. So I do see that as a possibility. But just the temperature is irrelevant. It doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold outside. This isn't spreading outdoors. It's spreading indoors. So there is no scenario that I've seen where this ends in a month or 2 months or even 6 months or even a year. This will likely be with us for many years. It may interfere with the election in November because so many people will be under quarantine or self-isolation. We don't know yet, but that's a scenario we have to consider. So when we come back, we'll talk about nutraceuticals and practical solutions that can work for you. We'll be right back.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to cover some of the solutions to sanitizing surfaces, how to make your own hand sanitizer. Nutraceuticals are now being studied as possible agents to block replication of coronavirus in your body and maybe help save lives all across the world. But before we get to that very quickly, let's just talk about exponential spreading of the disease, because I find that people who haven't yet grasped where this is going. They're not really following the exponential math for this. So I ask you this question. Right now, by my estimation, there are about 10,000 people infected in America. 10,000. Now, they haven't yet been confirmed infected because of the lack of testing kits, which I believe was deliberate by the CDC to try to hurt President Trump and ultimately blame him for where this is going. So I ask you this question. If there are 10,000 infections today, and the number of infections doubles every week, so it just doubles every 7 days. In truth, it actually doubles about every 3.5 days. But let's just say it's 7 days because we're going to be real conservative with this. Over how many weeks does it take for the number of infections in America to exceed 1 million? 1 million infections. So 10,000 today, 1 million infections. How many weeks away is that if it doubles every week? So let's do the math. 10,000 becomes 20,000, 40,000, 80,000, 160,000, 320,000, 640,000, then 1,024,000. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks. So in 7 weeks, we get to 1 million infections if nothing is done to isolate people. So in less than 2 months, if nothing changes, if we don't shut down domestic air travel, and if we don't tell people to stay home, and if we don't shut down the schools, if society just functions as normal all across America, then in 7 weeks, we'll have 1 million infections. Now, suppose you think that my initial estimate is wrong, that there aren't 10,000 infections right now. Suppose you think there are only 5,000. Okay, great. Then since it doubles every week, then it just means that in 8 weeks, we'll have 1 million. See, it just adds one more week. Or suppose you think, no, there are only 2,500 infections in America right now. Okay, well, that means in 9 weeks there'll be 1 million if nothing is done to stop this. So my point is that at some point very soon, President Trump and the CDC and who knows who else, Homeland Security, somebody's going to have to declare a big nationwide state of emergency and just start shutting down travel and start quarantining cities and blocking highways and things like that. Otherwise, this thing gets to 1 million in less than 2 months, or around 2 months, you could say. So that's why I believe that those kinds of stoppages are coming. They have to shut down elements of society in order to stop this from spreading. So let's get right to hand sanitizers here. Let's make a list. Here are some things that I believe show very high capability of killing viruses on surfaces. Now, we know that even Lysol, you can go to the store and buy Lysol. Lysol kills all kinds of viruses. It's not hype. It does. It works. Bleach kills all kinds of viruses, but you don't even need full-strength bleach. Sodium hypochlorite, you can combine. You could do 1% bleach with 20% isopropyl alcohol and then 79% water. That right there is your own hand sanitizer. And that kills most viruses. Does it kill coronavirus? Probably, although we haven't proven it yet, but it probably does. Here are some things to be stocking up on right now. I made a little list here. Isopropyl alcohol, and we just call it IPA in the lab. Povidone iodine, which is for topical use. It's like surgical prep iodine. Basically kills everything on your skin or on surfaces. Ammonium chloride is a known antiviral chemical. It's somewhat caustic or toxic. But it's used by the military to decontaminate soldiers if they've gone through biological weapons areas. Then sodium hypochlorite, which is bleach. Usually you would dilute this quite a lot so that it's a very small percentage of sodium hypochlorite in the solution. Chlorine dioxide, it's possible that that could work on surfaces. Again, the testing hasn't been done yet, but that kills through oxidation. Not that viruses are alive, but it probably denatures viral protein fragments as well as killing other bacteria that may carry the virus, potentially. Hydrogen peroxide is another one that you can acquire right now. You can go to a grocery store or a pharmacy, and you can purchase 3% hydrogen peroxide. There's some places online you can purchase up to 35%, which is very strong. That'll burn your skin, by the way, so be cautious with this. What I demonstrated on the show the other day in studio there, was putting a 3% hydrogen peroxide solution in a essential oil nebulizer, adding a few drops of iodine, and then inhaling some of that vapor as it comes out of the diffuser. And I've been doing that in the days since, and it's been working very, very well. Now, when we get to herbs, there's a new study that has just come out. I covered it this morning. It's published in Progress in Cardiovascular Disease. And it covers a number of nutraceuticals. It mentions spirulina as one that Alex was talking about. yesterday, I think. Yeah, it was yesterday on the show. He had a dream about spirulina. It helps to boost the body's type 1 interferon response to viral infections. But that study also mentions these other things that I'll mention here. N-acetylcysteine, or what's called NAC, that's a common dietary supplement that you can find everywhere, basically. Ferulic acid or sodium ferulate. This may activate the TLR7 pathway to stimulate what's called type 1 interferon production. Lipoic acid may hold promise here. You can get that in the form of ALA or alpha-lipoic acid. And by the way, just as a disclaimer, none of these are proven. These are candidates that deserve research, and this is a science paper that I'm quoting from that's already been published. Sulforaphane, which is one of the best molecules from cruciferous vegetables. You can go out and buy broccoli seeds, and you can make your own broccoli sprouts. And those sprouts are very high in sulforaphane. So what I've done over the years is I'll get radish sprouts and broccoli sprouts and things, sprout a little bit in a little jar, just like a canning jar, and then you can take those sprouts and drop them in your smoothie. And you grind them up, you know, and of course they taste pretty wicked, but they've got molecules in them that are amazing and also have anti-cancer properties as well, not just antiviral properties. Selenium is a mineral that is part of this process. It helps your body block the replication process of viruses, maybe not coronavirus, we don't know yet, but certainly many other viruses. A lot of research about selenium. Glucosamine in certain high doses may have inhibitory effects, according to the science paper. Beta-glucans from yeast, but also various medicinal mushrooms contain beta-glucans, which are widely known for anti-cancer potential as well. So beta-glucans is something to look at. Zinc is, zinc helps your skin repair itself after injuries. Zinc is very important for immune function and blocking infections of common influenza, for example. There's a tremendous amount of research about zinc blocking influenza. And then finally, there's elderberry. And we've talked about that on the show here over the past few days. Elderberry extracts, they're kind of sold out everywhere at the moment, but they're very, very effective at blocking viral replication in your body. So if you can get some elderberry extract, it's delicious. I've used it for many, many years. It's purple, like a dark purple color. I would definitely have elderberry. And then not mentioned in this study, though, was high-dose vitamin C. We had a guest on last week who was an orthomolecular physician talking about the clinical use of high-dose vitamin C, which is where you go into a clinic with an IV in your arm, and they'll put something like 50 grams of vitamin C into your bloodstream, more than you could take orally without causing some kind of digestive distress. So 50 grams, boom, it just kills all kinds of pathogens all throughout your system. Now, that's something, obviously, you need a qualified naturopathic physician. That's not a do-it-yourself type of thing. Oh, jabbing yourself in the arm with a needle, that's not a great way to beat the virus. Make sure you get qualified medical assistance. You go to a clinic. The people are trained. You know, they know what they're doing. Just do all this safely. So that's the takeaway from this segment here. I've got more news on the other side, but bottom line is, Why isn't Trump out there saying people could do these things right now instead of just waiting for a vaccine? I don't want to wait 18 months for a vaccine. I'm not going to take that vaccine anyway. It might be deadlier than the virus. But all these other things I mentioned, you can find them now. They're safe, affordable, effective, and they might work. They might save lives. Very likely, they will do that. We don't know for sure, but a very high probability. So much more on the other side. We're going to break, but this is Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, with InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
In that last segment, I totally forgot to mention colloidal silver. So I want to show you this. This right here, this is a piece of pure silver. It's a silver rod, and I put an electrical connector on the end here. I had these custom made. They're 4 millimeters in diameter, pure silver, 99.99%+. And this is how industrial level colloidal silver is made. You can attach your electrical connectors right here. This is the size of a banana plug of like a low voltage DC power supply. And, you know, you can find a lot of recipes online if you want to try to make it yourself. It's not bad to do that. But it's also good to have it professionally made and filtered and quality controlled as the InfoWars store offers. I just want to mention that colloidal silver has a lot of potential uses, especially for surface sanitation. You can also get colloidal silver. You can gargle with it. You can add it to a nasal irrigator. So some people like to have like a a soft syringe. You put salt in some warm water, and you kind of squirt through your nasal passages. And I've even done that in times when I've had sort of sinus infections in the past. It works really well. You can mix colloidal silver with that. So you're not actually swallowing it. It's just coming out of your other nasal passage, by the way. It's good to do that in a shower. Otherwise, it makes kind of a mess. But you can irrigate your nasal passage. You can gargle with it. And I suppose in an emergency, you could swallow it under the direction of a naturopath if you thought that's the best option for you. You know, consider all the options. I don't think that you should drink colloidal silver on a daily basis like a supplement. You don't need silver like a mineral. You don't need it like magnesium or selenium. But in an emergency, would I consider consuming it orally? Absolutely. In fact, I've got gallons of it sitting around for that very purpose, just in case it's needed. And besides, the vaccines aren't going to be around for a long time, maybe a year and a half, and who knows if Big Pharma's drugs are ever going to work or if you're going to have any supply or if the vaccine might kill you. Who knows? So why not have all the options available to you? And silver is great because with silver, you have something that can help sanitize surfaces as well as theoretically be used internally in an emergency under medical direction. The other thing I like is if you go back to this silver rod here that I'm showing on camera, you can also, what I like to do as a prepper is I buy precious metals. So this is pure silver that can be melted down and traded as silver. So if you buy silver rods and if you study up and you know how to make some of this yourself in an emergency, it's a dual use mineral. You could trade it in barter or you could use it to make more colloidal silver. So it's really awesome that nature has provided this just fabulous element that can be used for medicine. It can be used for money. It can be used as an antibacterial treatment for surfaces in hospitals. It's amazing. And this is on the table of elements. This was created by God. You know, this is part of the physics of the universe, just like gold and just like copper, which is also antibacterial, by the way. Copper is. Gold isn't. Gold is very, very neutral. But this is provided by nature. So definitely check that out. If I were you, I would load up on some commercial colloidal silver, but I would also learn how to make it in an emergency yourself. You can just get silver wire. In fact, I'm going to be filming a video soon that just kind of shows some how to make your own hand sanitizer. Like I said earlier, I'm going to show you a video. But you can take colloidal silver in a bottle and you can spray your mask. So if you have an N95 mask and you want to add an extra layer of silver to the mask, you can mist it. Now you don't want to saturate it, but you can mist it with colloidal silver on the outside of the mask and the inside of the mask. And what that does is it provides one more layer of protection. If a pathogen happens to attach onto the mask, then it's more likely to be killed by the silver before you can inhale it. So multiple layers of strategic thinking about this as a prepper, as someone who believes in hard money, you know, gold and silver and precious metals and so on. And by the way, just as a little ding to those of you out there who are into crypto, you can't turn cryptocurrency into medicine, by the way, but you can turn silver into medicine. Just had to say that for fun. I do think crypto is going to go up, by the way, during this whole crisis. So that's a totally separate topic. Now, I want to get to an article today that was written by Brandon Smith from Alt Market. That's alt-market.com. I reprinted it on Natural News. It's a very important article. I think it's one of the best that Brandon has ever covered on this because he lays out what he thinks is the scenario, what's going to happen over the next year. And I really encourage you to read this article because he's talking about multiple community outbreaks in the U.S. He's talking about medical martial law, travel lockdowns, that is shutting down domestic air travel and highways, roadways, and so on. Now, that's something that Stuart Rhodes also recommended in the last hour that you heard, and I'm an advocate of that as well. If you follow the math that I explained in the last segment, if Trump doesn't do something to stop domestic air travel, then this will continue to double every week until it's over a million people infected. So at some point, you're going to have to stop the air travel. Unless you decide to just let everybody get infected and lose 10% of the population. But that's not a good strategy. So at some point, you have to stop air travel. You have to quarantine cities. You have to have medical martial law. That's probably coming. And then you're going to have forced vaccinations. Probably you're going to have interference in the elections coming up, which is something that I've mentioned. But Brandon also mentions something else that's very disturbing. He believes that at some point, the Trump administration will seize websites like InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com and shut them all down. Now, I hope that's not the case. I really hope that's not the case. I don't think Trump has any intention to do that. I don't think he would do that. But there might be people pressuring him to do that. There might be State Department people who try to do it outside of Trump's permission. There's going to be an effort to shut down the voices of truth that are reporting what's happening with this virus, or even reporting about natural cures. Maybe if we talk about colloidal silver like we just did, we'll be banned. Not just banned, but seized. You know, shut down. So one day you type in Infowars.com in your browser, and you get a message that says, this has been taken over by the State Department for spreading dangerous misinformation during a time of great national emergency, right? That's the kind of message you're going to see, and you'll see the same thing on my website. So you need to think about alternatives. Newswars.com or Summit.news, Paul Joseph Watson's website. You know, I've got other websites as well, hundreds of them actually, including Pandemic.news and NewsTarget.com, whatever. We all need to think about alternatives. And most importantly, those of you watching, you need to subscribe to the InfoWars email list, because the email list is the one way that InfoWars will be able to reach you if the InfoWars.com domain is seized by maybe not Trump, but somebody else in the administration to try to shut this down. This is the prediction of Brandon Smith. I'm not sure that he's right, but he may not be wrong about that. I don't know. We're going to see where it goes. But join the InfoWars.com email list. And let me give you some advice on this, because we deliver, you know, hundreds of thousands of emails every day as well. Let me tell you something. Do not sign up using Gmail or Yahoo Mail or Hotmail or any Microsoft Mail service. You need to use a service such as ProtonMail.com or HushMail or something else that will not be censored, because there is censorship at the email ISP level against independent media. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but just trust me, it's taking place. There are days when Google just says, oh, we're not going to deliver the natural news email newsletter. We're not going to deliver InfoWars. It happens. So sign up to the email newsletter. Be prepared to use alternative websites to access information. Be prepared to use band.video or brighttown.com. And hey, maybe both of those might get seized, for all we know. It's impossible to tell where this is going. But if you start looking at millions of people potentially getting infected, and then over time, in a worst-case scenario, millions of people dying, the government is probably, based on current trends, especially if Mike Pence is still in charge, which I hope he isn't, of this. He's not qualified on this, but they could literally shut down independent media and say it's a national emergency. The executive orders already exist under President Obama. In 2012, I believe, he signed executive orders that gave him the right to seize media, seize farms and food and firearms and ammunition and all medicine, all fuel, everything nationwide. And those executive orders are still on the books. Trump has not rescinded those executive orders. He could theoretically invoke them. Again, I'm not saying in any way that Trump has any intention to do this. In fact, I hope Trump will fight the tech giants and restore freedom of speech for the independent media, since we are really the only voices that are still pro-Trump remaining in America. You know, if Trump has InfoWars and Natural News taken down and others like Zero Hedge and Gateway Pundit, who knows, then there's nobody left to speak for Trump, basically. So hopefully that's never going to happen, and I don't think it will. But Brandon Smith has put out this warning, and I think it's time that we all started taking precautions in case those scenarios unfold. But that's my message today. We're headed into some very strange times. There's going to be a lot of censorship. There's going to be a lot of panic, a lot of suffering, a lot of death, unless there's some miraculous intervention that happens quickly. This is spiraling out of control. It's all over California, Oregon, Washington. It's in New York. It's in 12-plus states across America. It's not going to be over anytime soon. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com and the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining me today. Stay safe. Get prepared. Till next time, be well.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.